the promises that Jesus gave. There are so many promises in this book. Most all of them attributed to Jesus. And when he promised to send one greater than him, he was telling the disciples. And they didn't know what was about to take place. They surmised some things, but they were looking for a different kind of Messiah. But whenever he left to go home to be with the Lord, they troubled with it. They were grieving. And like us, if we have family and friends that come and visit, you know, at the end of the visit, we say goodbye and all that stuff and kisses and hugs and all that. And that's what the disciples felt. It was painful. But the disciples were no doubt hoping that Jesus would promise to come back to them, like we're expecting him to come back now. They were hoping and praying that he'd come back right away. Well, of course, we know that didn't happen. That he would come to them in a new way through the Holy Spirit. So no matter where they went or where they were always pleased to know that he was present within them. And we thank God for the Holy Spirit.